Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a beautiful day out the window here. I love a bright, sunny morning. No fog right now, at least in the financial district here.
We're
San
good.
Francisco.
Yeah, solid.
It's looking really good.
Great,
it's going to be
out.
A hot day. Yesterday, we started our giveaways for our secret show and pool party at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. And our first grand prize winner was Hannah from Martinez.
Yeah.
Hannah's written in, actually.
Oh, what did Hannah say?
Oh, nuts. I wasn't expecting you to mention Hannah.
I'll keep going and you find it.
I will.
So this is your first chance today to get qualified for today's grand prize. At 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, we have chances for you to attend our secret show. You need tickets for that. Attend our pool party. You need tickets for that. And then get a two-night stay, if you're the grand prize winner, at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. This place is beautiful. What is it? Your husband calls it? His favorite
place
this
on
is
earth.
My favorite place on earth.
I just found out hot ass Danielle is going.
All right.
Boy, that girl.
Hot ass is going to be there?
She's going to come. She's going to a few of them. Oh, you going to go?
I'm going for sure now.
Yeah, I might go too.
Are you going to bring the family, Finn?
I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
I know this is on the calendar, but we just got.
One thing at a time, Vinny.
I will be there for sure either way.
Alice is kicking off summer with our fifth annual Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show pool party, and we have tickets for both of those things. For call number 97-800-400-3697, you instantly win two passes to the Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show and to the pool party. It's Wednesday, June 26th at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, and then you're in the running for the daily grand prize wine country getaway, an indulgent two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. You have to be over 21 to win this prize. We're having a Mama Llama Pajama Party.
A Llama Pajama Party, yeah.
That's what the pool party theme is. Nikki's got the phone, so you get to talk to him. And we're looking for caller number 97. Call now. It's going to be fun.
That Woo! Same number you're dialing is where you can also send your texts. We get good ones. We get controversial ones. We get mean ones. We get
inspiring ones. Sure.
We get
pornographic ones.
Very passionate ones. So I'll read some of this stuff to you now.
Vinny, did you find the Hannah one?
I didn't.
Oh,
do you have it?
Yeah. It says, I just want to say I'm so freaking excited for the pool party. This is Hannah. And I've never won anything before. This is such a treat. Love you guys and excited to meet you all.
Oh, we're excited to meet you too, Hannah. It's going to be fun. I'm telling you, we have bonded with listeners at this event for 5 years running.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It is a good time. We all just hang out at this hotel together. It's fantastic. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Crazy. Crazy.
650 says, you sure that Kesha song isn't from a musical?
I know. It does sound very, like, drama stay.
She's got to be putting a video out for it or something.
Yeah.
It sounds like you'd put it on an album, but pop stars don't make albums that way anymore.
They really don't. They just put out a
single.
When they got it done, they stick it out.
I watch streamers on Twitch, and I'd totally follow Bryn.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Bryn, you should start doing it. Why don't you just set up and just try and do it?
It'll be funny because I'll realize how weak I am. Well, they're going to be following me around. Because sometimes I win, and sometimes I land, and you're trying to grab your gun, and then you're killed within seconds. I'm like, that's pathetic.
Well, you'd have to, up your game.
Right.
If you're going to be having people follow you on
Twitch.
But
I feel like I'm pretty damn good.
Well, let's see how you do.
All right.
Get yourself a Twitch stream.
There's a lot of streamers out there. Twitch, I already did the Amazon owns Twitch. People are making money off it.
Yep.
My kid's a Twitch streamer. Not yet at the level you're talking about, but aspirations, dude.
Well, turns out it's an actual way to make money.
I wish someone would redo Ready Player One, but as a series like Game of Thrones on HBO,
Agreed.
Not a movie. The movie thing fell incredibly flat.
Well, for anyone who'd read the book, it did. For anyone who hadn't read the book, it was like, oh, that was just a fun, dumb movie.
Adventure is it's all, it's just too long to make a movie out of it.
I might have to read that again. I've read it like five times. I freaking love that book.
And I found it so interesting that the real life was so empty.
It was horrible. It's set 40 or 50 years from now, and life is awful.
Right, but that's like, it. So, but this online virtual reality life
amazing.
Is vibrant and colorful and where life is worth living.
Yep.
And real life...
You can be whoever you want to be.
Isn't.
Yeah.
That's a trip.
True.
And
we're
it
not
sounds
that far
like,
away from it.
That's what I'm saying. These streamers... are making me like it's. Yep. I see similarities there. It's just the beginning of what that ends up being.
Yeah,
which is this other life where you're able to win games and people applaud you and
their rigs are like they talk quite a bit about what kind of sort of get up you have in order to be in this world. I mean, this guy winds up in this full suit, full haptic suit, where you know he is in this virtual reality. Not just watching it, he's in it. It's incredible. Incredible.
Hey guys, I have a 15-year-old son at home who's an avid gamer. Unfortunately, he sees these guys making this money and then the rap music that he listens to, not trying to judge, make him want to drop out of school feeling it is not important and has grand ideas of making a lot of money gaming. Well,
unfortunately, everyone can't. That's the harsh reality of it.
Well, the problem with it, in my opinion, is I see a similarity right there between that and making it in music, which is you put in your work, you do your studies, you have hopes and dreams, you want to make the big time and make the big money. And anyone in music who's made it will tell you, you have to go all in.
Yep. And guess what? There's people who go all in. And they still
and
don't
make
it.
Right. But what I'm saying is that's the deal. It's the same deal as being a... Dave Grohl's story is amazing. He'll tell you. He dropped out of school and put everything into music. And he's the biggest rock star on the planet. And he's got all the dough.
And there's plenty of other dudes who worked their asses off, are amazingly talented, dropped out of school, and now they work at a gas station.
Or they're the guys who are homeless.
Right.
And that's the facts. They have found that they...
There's a lot of luck involved in it, too.
Yep.
Being in the right place at the right time.
$15,000 an hour is $31 million a year.
Yeah, it's good. It's good, solid money.
That's what you're saying that gamer made, right?
Oh, I have no idea. But they were saying that they, for anywhere from a couple thousand to like $15,000 an hour these guys are making. Incredible amounts of money. Like, you can't even wrap your head around it. And these guys, that one dude, one of the example people in the story I was reading, guy's playing 10 hours a day, every day. Just has his Twitch stream going 10 hours a day. Just on there, talking to people,
and
playing his game.
And I wouldn't doubt, I could be completely wrong, but I bet he's doing the other side of the clock too, right?
Oh, probably, right?
Doing nights.
Overnights.
I mean, that's when it's fun to be up and doing that.
Probably doesn't matter. He probably sits in a darkened room whenever he's awake, and after his mom brings him some chicken or whatever, he gets on there and yikes.
I'm sure his mom's not giving him chicken anymore. He can afford his own house.
Yeah, he's paying his mom. He can't leave the world long enough to go in the real world and find a house. He's got to live at his mom's house.
He's a 31 millionaire.
Doesn't matter. Still needs mom.
Yeah, Vinny, I enjoy a lot of men. We know what we want, and we take care of that wound.
I have an itch that needs to be scratched.
Men know how to nurse each other.
Oh. Sweet.
And like doing it.
Yeah. Well,
so very much.
If only you could find a good man, Vin.
It's not that.
I know. If only you were into it.
I think I could totally hook up with guys.
Oh, I think so, too.
It's just
seems like guys can hook up anytime they want to hook up.
It isn't.
As long as it's with another guy.
Right. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't. Yeah. I have one of those. I need. There's something else I want.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Disney
can't
bounding.
Can't have it all, right?
Keep the dream alive, man.
Disney bounding is when you wear a character's color palette to be them.
Oh.
Adults do this because they're not allowed to wear costumes so that kids don't get confused. It's a huge thing, Disney bounding. It forces adults to be more creative, to which makes it more fun. I've only done it once, but it made it so much more fun.
Oh, I would suppose other people would notice you too. You know, you'd almost have like your whole thing going on that day, and other people's like, "Oh, you're color bound."
Yeah, I guess.
You're Disney bounding.
Yep. I don't know.
I don't have that kind of time.
The thing is that I've seen grown-ups there doing that are into meeting the characters, and it really does seem like harmless fun.
Yes.
I'm not into it. I'm not judging.
But let people like what they like.
So here I am, a drunk and a drug addict. Like, I'm going to say that's not healthy, you're doing there,
it
sir.
It seems like you're not screwing your life up as much as someone who's a drunk and a drug addict.
Right. So it's sort of hard for me to point fingers at anybody when that person
seems harmless by comparison.
He waited in line.
Yeah.
It was his turn.
Right.
He got to meet Elsa.
It's not weird at all.
Weird that he's proposing, but she's accepting. She's okay with it.
She's like, when does my shift end again?
Well, that's, look.
Oh, or security?
No, right. That was fine.
I proposed to.
Again.
Grindr has DL, I believe, down low, married straight men on there looking for a good time.
I tell them there will be
no Lewinsky with me. Winky face.
As in, I'm not going to tell anybody?
I guess.
Oh.
I mean, cigar
smoking.
What? You can't possibly take... You can't take that off the menu, Sarah.
I don't know, Vinny. I'm just asking.
You're
the expert about this.
I'm assuming she talked. Didn't she talk to Linda Tripp?
Linda Tripp recorded
everything.
Yeah, exactly.
That woman.
Bleep, yeah, Yuzette.
Oh, my God.
Colin Farrell does have a...
My wife. It's huge.
You found it?
Yes.
Oh, why didn't you just tell
was
me?
It?
I would have come and looked at that.
Well, get it for her.
Pull
let
it back
her see
up.
It.
I want to see that. I'll run in there.
Under the pants or was it without pants?
Well, at first I watched a couple scenes. I guess he's nude in a couple scenes movie, but then there's some still images. You going to look it up on your side?
No.
I can if you want.
No, it's okay. Me and Yuzi should have a moment.
All right, you guys can go ahead and do that. Sure.
Pull that up, Yuzi.
I'm not jumping at that. I don't care.
Disney does not allow adults to wear costumes. My nephew wore a Tigger costume and they said, you're going to need to change.
Oh.
It makes perfect sense because there are actual characters there that kids have come to see.
Right.
And that could be get weird.
Yeah.
You want to see, Sarah?
Yes.
Whoa.
That was
wow. Jeez, there's a puff of smoke where she used to be. She just completely.
Pretty excited there.
Her shape is in the doorway. She didn't even open the door. Unbelievable.
Huge.
It's like a cartoon.
Ridiculous.
I love him even more now.
More to love.
What a sad life, sitting in front of a screen 10 hours a day every day. And you have to be there because people are watching to see you and hear your voice. Not worth it. Totally worth it. 31 million?
It's a life they chose, too.
Yeah, I mean, they like that stuff. I'd like to think that at some point they hop on a Stairmaster or a treadmill and do some...
You'd like to think.
Get a little exercise.
I think that'd be a perfect scenario. Maybe I'll try that. Let's try to know while I'm playing
about?
Games.
415 says Bradley Cooper is 15 years sober.
Oh, that's great.
Good for him.
He was. He said in his early career as an actor, he was addicted to alcohol and painkillers. And he said recreational drugs.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was having all the fun.
But
caught up with him.
He made the right move.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He couldn't get his line out. 56 takes.
Cooper.
Yeah. Oh,
that was Colin.
Colin Farrell. Yeah. Right.
You just looked at him.
Yeah,
that's why she.
Good.
You just looked at him,
dude. I'm sorry. He's very top of mind for me right
now.
So
what is it?
Very top of mind.
What do you say?
It's impressive.
Your review is good.
It's impressive. You know what I like about it? It's not too big. Yeah.
It was exciting.
There was one that I was like, is that just his head on somebody else's body? Because why is he posed?
Like a porno video?
Yeah. It's him, and he's nude, and he's excited, and he's all, hey, just look at the camera. Like, it looks like a pro shot. I thought,
But there's a couple other ones.
Yep. That's him. It's big.
All right.
It's a nice one.
Guys, have you seen Murder Mountain on Netflix? It's primarily about the grow ops in Humboldt. They're not shutting down illegal growth because there's too much weed. They're shutting it down because they want their cut now that it's legal. They're drowning OG farmers in growing fees to the state and county. Well, that's... I'm sure these guys were against it becoming legal, right?
Probably.
The people who had these farms. They were probably completely... Ben, why do you call it organic coup when it's spelt coop?
Because that's how you say coup. It's like a government takeover or something. It's a coup. They're taking over. The organics are staging a coup, a coup d'etat.
I mean, it's chicken, so I get the coop.
You know, yes. Coop. Yep. But it's it's not that. Coop is COOP, also co-op, but but coup is COUP. But we try to throw the P in there because, you know, you might think it's just organic COO, and it isn't.
They're a company that we love.
Right.
Their food's delicious,
and also not to be confused with like a coop, isn't like a COUPE, which is a car which has two doors, right?
Oh boy, look at you go.
Well, I'm just trying
to
make it not confusing for this person who's confused.
Except you're making it more confusing.
Yeah.
I think it's a French word, isn't it? Coup? They staged a coup.
Coup d'etat?
The coup d'etat, which is ETAT, right?
Right.
Coup d'etat. I don't know. My mom will be correcting me any minute.
Well, it comes from coup d'etat.
Sure. It's a takeover.
Right. It passed 2 years ago. You have to be 21 to buy cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
I just found out I have to be 21 to buy a lighter.
Oh, my God, right? Lighter? My God, what if I'm having a birthday party and I send my kid to the store for a lighter?
What?
I don't know. You know, to light the candles. I don't have any lighters anymore. I don't smoke.
Grindr is for gay, bi men, and DL men.
Oh, DL.
Grindr story. Who has all that kinky stuff but doesn't get a pick of the goods? That's pretty standard on Grindr. His bad.
Well, I guess you can put up a picture of whatever you want.
And
right?
That goes back to the guy on guy thing. Of course you'd be like, yeah, here I am. You like it? Because I'll bring it over. Mm.
This thing will travel.
Right. I'll walk it right over to your house. Let's go. Well, I mean, I'll take a bus, get a transfer.
Yeah. It's complicated. But don't worry, I'll be there.
I'll get it there, though. Don't worry about that.
Headed your way.
Ben, how do you not remember Una on Game of Thrones? She looks like Dusty.
Yeah, we actually had that conversation a couple years ago.
I
thought you'd remember her, but she's beautiful. I guess she's going to be starring in the... she was the chick that Robb Stark married when he was the King of the North. He was supposed to marry a Frey girl. He didn't want to marry
her. What's a Frey girl?
The Freys are the ones who staged the Red Wedding.
The old guy who had...
Yeah, the old dude with all his daughters that were hanging around him. And and Arya, I think, wore his face. Isn't that one of the faces?
No, she wore somebody else's face
in order
to get
him.
Yeah, here it is. My bad.
Sorry, everybody. Hey, Vinny, did you need a special ticket to get into Star Wars Land? Thinking of planning a trip. You needed to book it.
Yeah.
And I think they're booked.
It's only for a couple months, though. By the end of the summer, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to waltz right in there. But right now, you have to be staying at a certain Disney property in order to get access to it.
They have people keeping you from going in. Like, we tried to just,
saunter in.
We'll just check it out. And they said, no, you won't. Have a nice day. And I said, okay. Bye.
We're just a nice family. Bye.
We're just, here with a little kid.
You should have said, don't you know who I am?
Sorry, the grown-ups took all the bookings. We're just here with a little kid.
Bunch of Star Wars nerds in there.
God. Hello, radio family. Been listening to you on radio.com. I've been in mental health industry for almost 30 years, and a big chunk of that in Oakland. It's more expensive to hospitalize or jail someone. A 30-day treatment center may not cure them, but you can show them that there is a better way. Mm. Hospitalization in jail only creates the depression and mental illness and continues the cycle. It won't help everybody, but it will help some. Our society already mandates people to jail or into hospitals. Why not mandate them to treatment instead?
I like that. I'm for it.
agreed. If you saw someone with a broken leg or suffering from a heart attack, we would call for help for them. Mental health shouldn't be any different.
Yeah. I know. We treat it as such a, it's such an untouchable thing. But it's true. Those are people suffering on the sidewalk right in front of you.
Right.
Let's get them some help. Let's do what we can. That's,
I have only good thoughts as far as helping them. I got another really nasty one that took 100 efforts to sort out. But yeah, you see a guy walking in sock feet and not both feet are socked, just one. Mm-hmm. And you're like, that guy needs help.
At the very least, he needs another sock.
I mean, that's...
Let's do what we can
God
do.
God damn. I'm walking by this guy right now, and there's nothing I can do to help him.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing.
I see it every day.
Right?
Well, yeah. London is pushing for this to go. So let's, you know, show if you agree, show your support. If you live in San Francisco, talk to your city soup.
It's all about that meticulous energy that brings ASMR. Meticulous energy. That's an interesting
meticulous
way.
Meticulous energy is a cool way to say it.
Yeah.
It's such a cool, if you've ever experienced it, it's amazing. And if you haven't, watch some ASMR in a dark room with no other outside stimulation. Just watch a few of these videos. They're fascinating. I'm like, oh, wonderful.
I'm out of time, all so right. Let's
we'll
stop.
Take a quick break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This show just flew by.
Good news, everyone.
What is it?
We got Alexi coming up any second now.
Yeah. Oh, Lexi!
Lexi.
She's got a great middle day show. Enjoy her.
She does. She actually has at least two chances for you to win passes into our annual Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party and be qualified for today's grand prize.
She's going to be doing the stair climb.
Virtually. What?
And so go to RadioAllis.com if you want to donate to her.
Virtually.
How's she going to virtually do it?
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, that seems like the easy
virtually
way.
Virtually.
I think she should have to suffer.
No.
I think we should put her on some stairs and make her go.
Virtual.
Yeah.
Is it just like an avatar of hers that's just going to be continually walking upstairs?
She's going to ride piggyback on somebody else?
Oh, like a firefighter is going to carry. That's not bad.
Technology, you know, the virtual world.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that people should actually have to climb the stairs if they're going to be making the money. Lexi, do you hear me?
Are you really faking your...
Oh, my God!
Let's get her take on it.
Let's get her take on it. Lexi, get in here.
Lexi, get in here.
Lexi, get in here. What is this thing about?
We don't understand.
We don't...
Your virtual climb.
Yeah, this is a mystery.
They need to donate to you.
Yeah, donate because I'm virtually climbing. Which means I'm just raising money.
Oh, wait. So this is not like some like little animation of you climbing stairs
that
endlessly.
Would be amazing. Can someone do that?
There are people out there who can. We live in the Silicon Valley, basically.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
And donate money.
Right. I'll donate to you. Can you put up a link on the Alice Facebook page?
Absolutely.
And we'll make it so that everybody can
money
do it. And what?
It's for a good cause.
Yeah, it's for a great cause. This is the mental health thing for first responders, right?
Absolutely, yes.
See, mental health, it's all around us.
Yes.
Oh, mental health. We need more of that. All right, Lexi,
good
we're
job,
turning
Lexi
things over to you. Have a great show.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.